The 12th basic teaching for the parish cell system of evangelization on the theme, the parish, ministry and mandate. As we have said during the last teaching, although a person has made a personal encounter with Jesus and started to attend the cell, there is still an essential step that needs to be done in order to be totally evangelized. That step is to find his place in the church, in the local church, or in the parish. Excuse me if I am repeating this, but I feel that I cannot repeat it enough, especially for those who are familiar with parish structures. The parish cell system of evangelization is not an association. It is not a group. It is not a community, and it is not a movement. The parish cell system of evangelization is not a church. It is not a niche or another kingdom of its own. Those who are involved, leaders and members of the cells, we do not have a kingdom of our own that we are trying to establish. If there is anyone who has got this idea, has not understood anything of the prophetic call that we have been entrusted with. Our mission is to evangelize the whole world, all of humanity, of the third millennium, so that the kingdom of God may truly come. Moreover, we understand that we want to do this in the church, with the church, and through the church, because it is the church's mission to evangelize, and because it is the church that is the visible sign of the kingdom of God on earth. So long as we act on our own account and separated from the mystical body of Christ, the King of Kings, we can never be effective promoters of the kingdom of God on earth. The leader of the cell has a very important ministry to fulfill if the parish is to be transformed into an evangelizing parish, a parish that is fully alive with parishioners who are evangelized and are evangelizing, because they went through this whole process of evangelization. When your oikos comes into the cell, you would have all the reason to celebrate. You would understand that the words of Jesus are for you. You are a faithful servant. You have been faithful in the little. You will be entrusted with even more. However, now your responsibility towards your oikos passes to the leader of the cell. God has used you to introduce your oikos to the person of Jesus Christ, who attracted him as he has attracted you to himself. With the grace of God, you have even succeeded to lead your oikos into the cell, the communion of those who, like him, have made a personal encounter with Jesus and now are seeking to follow him. But now it is the responsibility of the leader of the cell to accompany him towards the parish, where he starts to serve in some ministry and receives the mandate to act in the name of the church. If you were to make a list of the things that the parish priest is called to do, God knows how long that would be. Maybe you get confused and start mentioning the things that you see your parish priest doing. That would be an interesting exercise for you. Are you sure that you will not be listing many things the parish priest should not be doing? And do you think you will mention his responsibility of generating an ever-growing diversity of ministries to get the greatest number of parishioners as possible serving the parish? And would you imagine describing as part of the ministry of the parish priest that of distributing in the name of the church the mandate for new evangelization, say on Mission Sunday? And if you were to take your list and try to order it up according to priorities, where would you place these two responsibilities? Personally, I would put them high at the top, because they are surely two of the signs of an evangelized parish. If you agree with me on this, then you should appreciate the importance of the ministry of the leader of the sin. For I cannot imagine how a parish priest can fulfill these responsibilities without the leaders of cells. If you are in tune with me, and if the Lord is giving you the grace to see my vision, then we need to pay attention and pray for much wisdom, courage, and prudence. If what we are doing puts us at the heart of the church and of the ministry of the parish priest, if what we are doing leads towards the awakening of the sleeping giant in the church, which is the laity, if what we are doing is to get the church and the parish focused on its raison d'etre, the mission for which it exists, then we should expect to be the most targeted by the enemy of Jesus and of his gospel and of his church. So we need to expose his tactics, which dealing with us would be very subtle and difficult to recognize. The leader needs to be aware of two temptations which are very well disguised. If you ask me why I am mentioning these at the cell teaching and not at some meeting with the leaders, it is first of all because I am referring to two traps that the leader might fall into with regard to the members of the cell. And secondly, because one day God may call one of you, some of you, or maybe all of you, to serve as leaders of the cell. So the two temptations are these. First, that the leader be too quick to expose a member to some ministry in the parish. Unfortunately, this is one of the traps so many parish priests get caught into very often. Two dispositions lead to this fatal move. The first lies in the member of the cell himself, who experiences such an enthusiasm with the baptism in the Holy Spirit that he will not want to waste one single moment or opportunity to work for the Lord. And the other lies in the parish priest himself, whose eagerness to find volunteers for the many needs of the parish is so big that he grasps every person who is ready to do something. And why is this a big temptation? Because very often such a member who is new in the cell gets so involved in the activities of the parish that he abandons the need of permanent formation that he gets in the cell, and that is very important for him in order to grow. Secondly, that the leader fails to appreciate the leading of a cell as a ministry in itself and a very important ministry in the parish. If the parish priest does not as yet have the vision of an evangelized parish, he might not appreciate the ministry of leading a cell either. It is very easy for the leader to feel like doing something which is very secondary in the parish, especially if he observes that the ministries most appreciated and rewarded by the parish priest are completely different. Leading a cell is a 24 hours a day mission, a 7 days a week mission. If the leader fails to appreciate this, it is very easy for him to fall into the trap of seeking some other ministry in the parish, maybe more rewarding, more noticeable, and more appreciated by the parish priest. Doing this, he would be diversifying time, energy, and attention to other good things, but for which he is called to give to his cell and to its members. However, falling into this trap can also have a multiplying effect. Failing to appreciate the great value and importance of this ministry will not help him to lead the co-leader of the cell to appreciate the fact that leading a cell is also a way of being integrated into the parish and its mission, and a very important way. Praise be to Lord Jesus Christ.